Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. It's remarkable how our perspectives change as we approach the end of life, the final chapter that we're in. And it's not just personal observation, but one that I have witnessed while accompanying a loved one on their last days. It's really difficult to walk through. It's something that I'm glad I can be there to walk through. So in that time that you might have with a loved one, maybe they're on hospice or you know that you've got just a little bit of time left with them. Are we talking about politics? Are we talking about the great report they handed in at work? The awards they won for something? The answer's typically no. We don't go into any of that stuff. I remember when my father passed away, he was battling cancer. And I think I brought up something just about things that were going on in the world, news, world affairs. My dad, he loved news. But it struck me at that moment, I thought, he has no interest in this stuff. He had interest in seeing the world head in a good direction for me and the kids and beyond. But that was really kind of it in those moments, because you realize none of those things really matter. The ups and downs of our government. And I hope you don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I do indeed think these things are critical and important, and we are called by Christ to do something about them in our time here. But the things in and of themselves don't hold life. You know, none of these worldly concerns matter. What did matter was our time together, the people, the hearts involved, looking at life for what life is and what a gift it is from our Heavenly Father, and what a gift it is that we're part of the kingdom and God will meet us in our moments of suffering. So I have a little challenge for us today. Let's not wait until we're facing our own mortality, that unexpected diagnosis, to go, oh no, have I wasted my life? Have I just spinning on the wheel going nowhere? Let's figure out what really holds value and what really matters. And we're tempted to think this is easy, but I will tell you, I don't find this very easy. I do. I was like, yes, that's the way. But life, these distractions, they come up. We're so busy with our families and our kids and just trying to get by another day that we miss the whole point of the day. What helps me so much is when I pause and reflect and I ask God, this is something I do pray in the mornings if I'm lucky to remember. God, I am on your mission field today. This is all I have right now, and make it mission full. It just helps me pull back and get off the racetrack a little bit. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode, all of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely, and now let's go live Insight Out.